Well, before we close things together and sing our final hymn, and I'm aware those down the front, you've sat and listened particularly well, and doesn't 2 minutes feel a long time, but a really important way of doing it. Thank you so much for all that you did. And let's just remember, as we draw things together, the things we sung, the things we've heard, and why we're here for this act of remembrance. The poppy today, remember, we've all got them on. You look around, the wreath, the poppy today on the screens helps us remember those who died to bring us peace with others. And the cross, remember I held that up, the cross, and you put it on your crafts, cubs and scouts and beavers, helps us remember Jesus who died. And he did that to bring us peace, not just with others, but much more importantly and even more wonderfully with God himself. Now, how do we know that? How do we know? You knew about the poppies. Let me do my bit to maybe say about a bit about Jesus. There should be some words on the screen. These are words straight from the Bible. It says this in a book called Romans. Maybe you've heard of St. Paul, the Apostle Paul. He wrote these. He says, we have peace with God. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. We have peace with God because of what Jesus has done. But what has he done? Well, we know he's died, don't we? We know he's died. I've shown the cross. But why did he die? Why does that bring us peace? Well, Paul explains. He continues in the Bible. Next slide, please. Straight from the Bible. It says, Christ, that's Jesus, came at just the right time and died for us sinners. That's why he died. He died for sinners. He carries on. He says, now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who's especially good, you know, maybe you'd be willing to do that for someone. But then he continues, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So what we remember by the cross is that Jesus died. Why? He died for sinners. He died for sinners, not just for his friends, but for sinners, which is how the Bible describes all of us. Now, you might have heard a very famous account of Private Billy McFadden. Hands up if you heard that name before. Well, some of you had because you were here 2 years ago, and I mentioned him then because it's a brilliant true story. He was a soldier in World War I. And if you, Charles, give us a wave. Charles, say hi to Charles over the cough at the end. Charles isn't as old as the late Billy McFadden, but Billy was a member of your rugby club, wasn't he? Absolutely right, back there in Northern Ireland. So do speak to him. He knows very much. Give Charles a wave. Charles will tell you all about him, knows the legacy. He'll chat to you over coffee at the end. And on the first day of the Battle of the Somme in World War I, very famous war, 19,000 British soldiers died. That's more than all the people who live in Crouch End died in one day. It's so sad. Thousands, 19,000. And in Private Billy McFadden's trench, there was a box of grenades. And a grenade came in the trench, and he saw what was going to happen. So he jumped on it and covered the box and absorbed the explosion, and his friends lived whilst he died. It was an act of extraordinary bravery and love, wasn't it? He didn't even think. He covered the box and died so his friends could live. It was an amazing act of love and courage for his friends. It's right, remember Billy and everybody else who bravely died in war through our poppies, and Christians have the cross to remember Jesus because that was an amazing act of love too. But it was similar, but even better, a bit different. And we need to see the difference to see how much better, how much more special Jesus' death was. Billy showed us his death, showed his love for his friends, didn't it? They were there, they'd have died. Jesus' death, as we've just heard in the Bible, showed love as he saved sinners. That's posh Bible speak for not his friends. People not interested in who he is. Sinners is that word that describes how we're separated from God. It gets in the way. And so Jesus died to make a way to save us. Think of it a bit like this. Hands up if you've got Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, all the above, Paramount Plus. Man, they're all catching on. Brilliant, aren't they? You sit there, supposed to be doing your homework, you're binging a box set. Some of you know exactly what I mean, and I'm talking to the grown-ups. They know exactly what I mean. Maybe you've seen some documentaries. You guys haven't. Maybe you've seen documentaries, the new Beckham one, that kind of stuff, some good stuff, Louis Theroux interviews, those sorts of things. Imagine you're scrolling through the Netflix on the remote, and you, let's say, guys, you see something pop up on the screen, and it is the story of your life. There's a story of your life, not Beckham's, not your favorite celebrities, whoever that might be. There's you. And you go to click on it, and suddenly you realize that there is on Netflix the story of you are. Now, I don't mean the edited highlights. I don't mean the bits you sat down with the producers and said, let's be humble, but let's not show everything. I mean the story of all your life. Everything you've thought and said and done, everything you should have thought, said and done, just there for everybody who subscribes to Netflix in the world to see. How are you feeling about that documentary? Does it sound a good film to watch? I agree. It's confusing, isn't it? A bit, yes. There'll be loads of good things on there, won't there? Loads of times of your laughter, hands down for a moment. Loads of times when you're laughing and having fun with your friends, your favorite holidays, some of your successes at schools, acts of remembrance that you want to remember and move on. Loads of good things. Of course there are. Grown-ups will know the same. Loads of highlights. Our wedding days. The way we've raised our children. The holidays. Those wonderful things that stay with us. There'll be loads of sad things, though, too, won't they? And there'll also be those things that we just want to make sure nobody else ever sees or hears about. There'll be those things which we just want to stay hidden in the dark. If it was me and I saw it, that my photo reel, my film, there'd be loads of good things. But there'd be more stuff that would make me leap across the sofa, grab the remote, and turn it off. I'd be thinking, oh my goodness, my wife and children, are they going to see this? Let alone everybody else. Everything I've thought, said, and done. It's those things which, amazingly, the Bible says God already knows. Those sins that separate us from who he is, which is serious. It says there's not peace between us and God. But as we've heard and as we've sung wonderfully, the cross changes everything. The cross changes everything. That's why this is the symbol Christians love the most. Because the cross, that first century Roman, the most brutal form of execution ever invented, known to man, now illegal, the cross is astonishingly good news. Because that is where we trust that if we accept Jesus died for us, we're no longer separate from God. But we are made friends. We're saved. We have, if you like, peace with God. So, guys, as we close, you've listened well. Remember your poppies. I've got mine here. As we look at our poppies, we rightly remember those who so lovingly, those men and women died in war, that we would have peace. And grown-ups, as we look at the news at 10, if we dare, aren't we grateful right now, especially for that today? Remember your poppies. But number two, remember the cross as you look at that and see its significance. As we give thanks to those who've died in war, remember and give thanks for Jesus, who died and rose again, that we would live and have peace with God. You've listened brilliantly. I'm going to pray now, and then we're all going to stand and sing our final hymn, singing of God's amazing grace, which saves us. So let me pray, and then we'll stand as the band come up. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this chance to stop together, to pause and rightly remember those men and women who gave their lives to bring us peace. And thank you for this opportunity to look at the cross and rightly remember and give thanks for Jesus, who gave his life to save sinners and bring us peace with you. I guess for lots of us, that might be the first time we've heard that. Lord, would it sink in and would we see the significance of just how special your love for us is? We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.